Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Parents of toddlers can always use a little extra help, and it turns out that the toddlers themselves are the perfect little helpers. While there are times it may seem like involving toddlers in chores is creating more work for yourself, there are benefits beyond just getting a job done. I'm Wendy Snyder from Fresh Start Parenting, and today we're talking about chores for your toddler. This is Parent Savers.
Faster than a speeding toddler.
Sit still for just a minute.
Can soothe boo-boos with a gentle kiss.
Would you get down from there?
Able to clean poopy bottoms in a single swipe.
Oh, what did you eat?
Turning frazzled mommies and daddies into procreators of peace and harmony.
Ah, quit touching me.
It's Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
All right, welcome everybody to Parent Savers, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego, maybe for one of the last times.
I know.
It's been a great run and a great facility.
But the show isn't going anywhere.
Show's not going, and neither is the Birth Education Center, except somewhere else.
Yes.
But they're not going away.
They're not going away.
But it's been a great, we love being partners with them here in San Diego and have enjoyed taping here. And so here we are for the Birth Education, and where will we be in the future? Who knows? But Parent Savers is going strong.
Yes.
Sorry to confuse you. But we are still the online on-the-go support group for parents with infants and toddlers. I'm your host, John O'Reill. Thank you so much for our loyal listeners who join us every time a new episode is released, and for those of you who continue these conversations with us on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure to check out our Parent Savers app, too, so you can listen to all of our episodes wherever you go. And speaking of all of the technology and connections and advancements, here's more from Sunny, our head mommy at New Mommy Media, to talk about virtual panelists and other ways that you can participate.
Yeah, so we love hearing from you guys, and a great way to participate in our shows is just to reach out to us, and we've built in some segments to the shows that you guys can participate in. So we have a fun segment called our Parenting Oops segment. It's where we share our funny parenting stories. It could be things that your kids did, or maybe mistakes, little mistakes that you made as a parent that are really funny to look back on and just have a good laugh. So that's a fun segment. Okay, so this is one of my new favorite segments that John and I started about a month ago or whatever, and it's called What's Up With That? Okay. And it's where our kids do this stuff, and like as a parent, you're just like, I don't get this. Like, what is up with this? Why is my child doing this? It's like some crazy thing that you just don't understand. It makes no like sense to us whatsoever. And so we want to share those. So what is your crazy toddler doing right now that you are just like baffled by? Please tell us. We will talk about it on the show, and we will commiserate with you in this whole experience. So those are a couple segments that you can participate in. You can email us through the website if you want to share your story that way. Or see, Johnner likes to make fun of the fact that I promote voicemail on the show. He thinks it's very antiquated. So
but you know what, for this it's absolutely perfect.
But look, I've come up with another
oh,
way
have?
To do it. Yes, because okay. I was feeling really guilty that I was very antiquated with my way of reaching out. So instead of voicemail, we still have our voicemail number, but through the website now, on all the pages for New Mommy Media, there's like a gray button on the side, and it says send voicemail. You can actually send voicemail through your computer.
That's
now.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so you can just use the microphone on your computer, you know, and just hit record and just hit stop when you're done. It will come to us, and then we'll include that on a future episode.
That
so I'm getting
awesome.
With the times.
That is really cool.
I am. I'm feeling really proud of that.
And even if you don't hit stop when you're done, then maybe that will be a parenting oops that we could share as well.
We'll see what we get with that.
All right, awesome. Tons of ways to participate. And so we also have like one of our panelists participating virtually, literally a virtual panelist, if you will, calling in. We've got Jules joining us via Skype. Hello, Jules.
Well, my name is Jules Mass, and I'm in Seattle, Washington. My husband and I have 5-year-old triplet girls.
Hey now.
Who are identical, and one is fraternal.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
We might have to start a triplet show now.
Seriously, I didn't know that.
Wow.
See, I'm a twin mama, so we got something in common, Jules. Yeah, but...
Oh. Yay.
Yes, but not triplets. Wow.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're so glad that you could join us today. And Jules connected with her through the Facebook page. She said, I'd love to be a part of the conversation. And we love having you guys be part of the conversation.
Oh, thank you.
So,
I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. And so my name's Johnner. We have three boys who one of them just turned 9 last week at the time of this taping. One of them is about to turn 7, which they're sounding like old men now compared to like when we started this, right?
Yeah.
But then we also have a 4-year-old, so who's kind of keeping us towards the younger end. But the kids are getting older.
That's what they do. They grow. It's crazy.
They do grow. And we keep kind of, and we totally look the same. There's no extra gray in our beards.
No, never.
But yeah, so three boys club for us. Sunny is our new mom.
Yeah. So I have 4 kids of my own and 2 boys and 2 girls. My boys are the oldest. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And then I have twin girls, identical girls, who are just over 2. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're in crazy town. Yeah. Probably like Jules, too. We're a crazy town.
We are.
And then we're joined by Wendy in studio. Hello, Wendy. Welcome.
Hello. I have 2 kids. Mine are 5 and 8. So I'm kind of on that, the older front, too, it feels like now.
But the 5-year-old feels pretty young sometimes.
But the 5-year-old, I keep telling them to stop growing.
Yeah. They don't listen when you do that, though.
I know. Yeah.
So Wendy is our expert, and we're going to dive in shortly, right after this, into our conversation about chores and toddlers.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Before we jump into the conversation about chores and toddlers, we're going to take this opportunity to look at an app like we do from time to time here on Parent Savers, as I kind of like to do, and Sunny likes me to bring along apps to talk about as well.
This is how I find out about new apps from Johnner in this segment.
Right. And so this one, and hopefully it's how our listeners are finding out about things too.
Yes.
So since we're talking about chores, I dusted off an app. It's called ChorePad. There are a few versions of it. You can get a light version, which allows you to do just one kid. If you do have more kids, like all of us in this room, there is a chore pad that's just a standard version, $2.99. And they also make a chore pad HD, which is $4.99. Now, from what I can tell, all that does is give you a slightly clearer writing. I don't know why you really necessarily need HD for the graphics on this app. So it might just be the $2.99 is a good call. But it's by a company called Nanek, N-A-N-N-E-K. And it's pretty cool. Once you sort of – it takes about a couple minutes for you to sort of understand. It really walks you through the process. But you set up each of your kids, and then you can customize, make your own chores. So say it's make bed, do dishes, put your dishes in the sink after you eat breakfast. Don't just throw your clothes when you're getting dressed in a pile. That kind of stuff. You could do whatever you want. And then with each of them, you also get to set a reward, like how many stars that can earn them. You don't have to. It could be 0 stars. You could just be the fact that they're getting chores done. But also built in then as a way then for you to customize rewards and say, if you get this many stars, say you give 1 star for a chore or 2 stars for some, and every 10 stars you get 25 cents or something if you want to tie it to allowance. Or every 100 stars you get to go to frozen yogurt or something like that. So you can customize what they get. So it's really cool. And it's a way for the kids, I think, to use. And it works best on like an iPad. That you guys can all kind of share the device to check things off. But it's a way to track chores and rewards kind of easily. And in a way, the kids are using the devices, which they kind of like to do anyway, but also getting the chores done. Have you guys had any experience like with chore charts like this or electronic things with chores?
I have not yet. So yeah, my oldest is 5. I think he's probably ready for something like this. And I've been looking for a way to kind of incorporate him more because me just telling him to do stuff isn't working out so well.
Right.
And my 3-year-old does play with the iPad too. I wonder how young.
Now, you don't have to have the kids do the checking off either. Obviously, the parents can do the checking off. Yeah, the parents can do the checking off.
But isn't that part of the fun for the kids, though, is the actual, like, accomplishing something?
Yeah, exactly. And it could be even be the fact that you're just like, here's where it was. Just hit the button so you can get your star.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be them pulling it up between their kid meetings and pulling over their cozy coop and saying, oh, I got to get on my iPod real quick. So we can help them do that. But anyway, it's cool. I think the trick to these things is making sure that you kind of establish a routine and stick to it and build that into whatever routine that you're doing. But I think it's worth checking out if you're looking for an electronic solution for chores. It's ChorePad by Nanek, N-A-N-N-E-K. And if you have 1 kid or you just want to try it out, I say get the free version. See if you kind of understand it. It works for you. And then upgrade from there. I think you really only need the standard one for $2.99.
And you can add multiple kids even to the standard version?
Yes, not for the free version, though.
Okay.
Is that for Apple?
Yeah, that's for iDevices, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on Android and I was looking it up. I'm like, I don't see it.
Oh, might not. Then I think there, then you can also, there might be some similar ones for Android, but I think I picked one that was just for Apple devices. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It sounds cool because a lot of times on those apps or the electronic devices, they have fun little characters and and kids love that.
Yeah.
You know, they love. We have a toothbrushing app that where they get to celebrate and there's a little monster and it's just.
Is it Brush Up?
It is. Yeah. It's probably Brush Up. Probably,
yeah, we just talked about it on the show before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great point. This one does have a monster as the logo, and if you compare it to like the baby tracking apps or like your breastfeeding apps that like the parents might be focused on, this one's focused on kids and the whole interface and experience. Experience is designed to appeal to kids and hopefully get them to do their chores.
Right. Yeah, get them excited.
All right. We'll put a link on that to our website for you guys.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Today on Parent Savers, we're talking about chores for your toddler with Wendy Snyder from Fresh Start Parenting. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited. And let's jump right into the conversation and talk a little bit about life of a parent with toddlers and all the things that need to be done around the house or that they can maybe help with.
Oh, my goodness. The list is endless, isn't
yes,
it?
It is, for sure.
Goodness, yeah, you start at the beginning of the day just from getting dressed, brushing your teeth, making your bed, cleaning
your
up the
pants.
Toys.
Yes, keep your clothes on.
Keep your diaper on.
Yes.
Don't have a blowout.
Yes.
Yeah, sit down, eat breakfast, drink your bottle, all those things, right? There's just an endless list. And it definitely, once you get to your at the point where you can have some help from them, it really feels good not to be alone in it all because our list as parents is so long. You know, it's probably over 1,000 things we do in a day.
You probably don't even realize it, right? If you wrote down each one.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So to share with that, with our little buddies, is incredible. It's a great opportunity to connect, actually.
So do you think that all of these thousands of activities could be considered chores, or there's some sort of line where is like, what do you think makes it a chore as opposed that you could have the toddler help with as opposed to just it's your job as a parent, do it?
Yeah. Well, actually, in positive parenting, we really encourage parents to look at it as responsibilities.
Okay.
And in the family, we all have responsibilities that we do every day just because that's what makes a family unit cohesive and that's what makes us our day all go smoothly. So absolutely, from a very young age, we encourage parents to start including toddlers. And some of it's going to be things that we just expect them to do as part of the family. And that can start really young, you know, just having them put their diaper into the little pail. You know, they love those little flip lids and that can start at a very young age. And so just starting to incorporate the concept that they can really help out and contribute, and they love feeling valuable. They love feeling like a member of the team. And like I said, it really helps the whole family. And the earlier you start with that concept, the better. And then there's some kids that are super money motivated, and those kids can do extra to make some money, and I can answer some more questions about how we approach the money side.
That is true of grown-ups, too. There are some grown-ups who are a little money motivated, for sure. But it's interesting. I feel like with young kids especially really young kids, you can have them help with almost anything, and they're so excited to be a part of the team.
Yes.
And then there, I think, becomes a time maybe as they get a little bit older where they're like, yeah, I'm not interested in that anymore, when they're asserting their independence as they get older. And then they sort of get a little bit older still to be closer to like 4 or 5 years old, where it's like, all right, it's time. Welcome to the family.
Yes. Yes. And I think our job as parents is just to be consistent.
Yeah.
You know, there's times when we don't want to do everything in the day. You know, we don't always want to get up to go to work or make lunches or, you know, stop and get gas, whatever it may be. We still do it, though. And so we can continue to encourage them even when they hit those ages, when they just say, nope, I don't want to make my bed. By the way, we had the greatest bed making solution this week that I found called Zip It for anybody who struggles.
I know Zip It. Yeah.
I feel like my whole life has changed.
Me too. Well, I don't have it, but when I saw it, well, because I went to an expo where it was being demonstrated.
Yes.
And I'm like, this could save my life. Because my boys are on bunk beds. So the top bunk is so difficult. And he's always like, you know, the sheets are always everywhere. And it's so hard for me to make the bed or for him to make the bed. So.
Sunny, it's going to change your life.
It probably
will. It really will.
Really? We should probably tell people what it is.
Yeah, I have no idea what
we're
talking
No one knows what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's a bedding, a very simple bedding that kids just zip up like a sleeping bag, but the fabric's a little bit nicer. It retails for about $60, and it's incredible. They have over 20 patterns, and kids love it. They love feeling responsible. They love,
So instead of making the bed, they zip up their
bed. You literally zip it up. It's kind of like a deluxe version of a sleeping bag, but it's like in the bed. It's like actual sheets, but it's just one big zip.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
It is pretty awesome.
So you could really start that young with kids, really young.
But then that also may just lend to look at it from a broader perspective for folks that don't necessarily have Zip It, that a way, and I think we're jumping ahead a bit, but a way to get kids and excited about chores is to make them fun.
Yes.
And to find ways or things that make it kind of a cool thing. Jules, how about you? When did you start the chores with your girls?
We started between, I want to say around 3 to 4 years of age.
Right.
I mean, we always tried to include them in doing stuff. They were always really interested in trying to help me cook, but it was all like everybody wanted to help me at the same time. And we have it's a relatively medium-sized kitchen, but having 3 kids right next to you around the stove was very stressful.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, we faced that too. And you don't
end well.
And you feel horrible saying no because you want to encourage them to help.
Yeah.
But, 10 minutes into it, I'm about ready to lose my mind. So, we had to start finding other things to do. And so, like you said, with the diapers, we did some of that. We still have one girl who uses night underwear and she takes care of that.
Oh, nice.
They are trying to make their beds. They make the attempt.
Just need zippers, it turns out.
But we did old school charts for a while because it integrated with our potting training efforts. We had, 3 girls the same age, but they all potty trained in different ways and different timelines. And so when 2 were pretty much done, we still had one who was straggling and she was very reward motivated, but the other 2 were getting confused as to why she was getting rewards and they weren't. And so we came up with a chore chart where they could put stickers on different things that they were helping with, like putting away dishes and like little dusting. Like we use the Swiffer dusters.
Got it.
Crazy dusting stuff. They didn't actually dust anything, but right. they were helping.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're able to kind of loop them in. And I think when you're talking about there seems to be a difference between a kid that wants to help and then also giving them chores, which are sort of regular responsibilities. And the help can sometimes get frustrating because I think last night I put something in the oven and then my 4-year-old comes in. I want to help. I'm like, sorry, buddy. Like, I wish you would have said that 2 minutes ago. Yeah. We could have had something. Total temper tantrum meltdown because he couldn't help. But if it had been a chore that was like it's somebody's turn to help with dinner, then maybe that might have prevented it. So I think chores probably have a little bit of foreplanning and preparation to get ready for them.
Absolutely.
So what are some benefits to kids to doing chores? Just apart from getting the chore done, why is it so good for kids to be involved?
Yeah, a lot of times we see, especially with kids who love to be leaders or be feel powerful, which is a lot of kids, including really both of mine, we really see increased behavior. We see kids just starting to connect more and feel like they're more valuable and that they're contributing more to the family. I definitely saw it when my daughter was a toddler and she's now 8. When we first started realizing that she really wanted to have more responsibility and she wanted to be in charge of more things, we would start giving them the chores she had, actually fun jobs. So she was president of her room or or she was CEO of the dog. Kids love that kind of stuff. But we really saw that it helped her little soul feel better and it helped her shine. We see a lot of that with kids. And anytime you're helping a kid feel more valuable and like they're contributing, being part of the team, they smile more. They love it.
Yeah.
Not to say that there's never hiccups, but a lot of times you do see increased self-esteem when they do something and you get to acknowledge them and say, look at that, you did it. You don't need my help.
Yeah.
And so on the kid front, that's what we feel like is really beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely helps the kids and
I've seen that with my girls too.
That's nice. Awesome. And then what about his parents?
So as parents, I really think that it's just nice to know you're not alone in this giant heap of tasks. And so, like, you know, we talked about when you have 1,000 things to do, you want to feel like everyone in the family is contributing. Because mm-hmm. if you always are feeling like you're the one who's picking up the bathroom on a constant, you know, state, it can really get frustrating. So that's definitely one of the biggest benefits. And just being able to work with your kids as a team, you know, starts yeah. solidifying that idea from a very early age that our family is a team. We all do things. We all contribute. And it's just a lot more fun to get through life like that.
Totally. And I think that's good to underscore all those family values as well. But the team also isn't necessarily equal. Like, the chores still aren't equal and everyone's doing their yeah. part that's appropriate for them.
Absolutely.
But that's also a good lesson to learn for kids as well. So I think there's a lot of good positive things associated with involving kids in the chores. I think this would be a good spot for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about more specific chores. I know there's a ton of them, a ton of cool ideas, and maybe some cool, like, some ideas you hadn't thought of before. For example, I'm going home after this, and there's no doubt that I'm going to make my kid the mayor of their room. I might
so
even
cool.
do a campaign and make him make posters or something.
Nice.
Like, hey, baby, mom and dad have to vote, so you got to earn our vote. But it's really cute.
Yeah.
Fun ways to give them ownership.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Today we are talking about chores for your toddler. And now comes the really exciting part. We're really going to talk about some ideas about ways to get them involved. They might be stuff you've already thought of. There might be some ideas that, hey, that's a really good idea and something that we can maybe start to get kids involved in. So let's talk about even just by ages. We talked a little bit about getting young kids involved. And so, like, when do you think is a good time to get them involved? It's really as soon as they're, you know, like, I would say if I had to put a date on it, it's like 2, right?
Yeah. And with the diaper example, you know, that's probably as soon as they start walking and they can carry their diaper over to the fun pail. So, and then, yeah, it kind of goes
up
from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So even we're talking about months. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some more chore ideas.
More chore ideas. So laundry comes to mind for sure. Mm-hmm. And yep. I really think it's important to make sure we're looking at our kids and figuring out what makes each one tick, right? Because it may sound silly, but one may love laundry, the other doesn't. My older one is really a lot harder to get motivated to do chores. My younger one was just Swiffered the house for me right before I left. It was beautiful. but kids love Swiffering, speaking of Swiffering, and they love doing laundry. They love, especially the young ones, love matching socks. How many times do you have socks that just disappear?
Yeah.
Send them on hunts.
We have
a whole pile
of unmatched socks just because they never. But,
do any of the unmatched socks actually match? They're just in the pile.
Sure, they do. And so what happens is probably the other ones goes and it's just this crazy pile. So that's a good idea.
Yeah. Organizing Tupperware, you know, those type of things are kind of helping them learn too as they go. Definitely, I feel like starting with their rooms is a really good place to start because that is kind of their domain and they really need to have that going from an early age. And I think it's a little bit easier for them to understand that concept that they're in charge of their own space. And then as they get older, they can start contributing to other areas like the dishes or the laundry and things like that. And, you know, things like the dishes, you can always give them a little side Tupperware if they could do it outside or on a tile floor. They love bubbles and I've found that my kids love doing dishes if you're patient and are okay with a giant mess.
But I think that's actually a super important part. I know it's funny, but and it goes back to when we talk about cooking with kids too, that you sort of have to understand that A, they don't know how to do all this stuff right away.
Right.
And so you can't just say, load the dishwasher. I think we actually told our 8-year-old earlier this year, like, oh, you want to help? Cool, load the dishwasher. And he stared at it, was like, how does this thing work? Like, what are you talking? Like, how do I start the dishwasher? He wanted to help, but, and like, that's right. We have to teach him. You don't just know.
Absolutely.
But I think also you have to be able to put up with a little bit of a mess.
Yes.
And sort of get zen with that and understand that it's all part of more benefits in the bigger picture.
And imperfection, right? Mm-hmm. So the lumpy bed or the dishwasher loaded wrong. We always tell our parents, you know, if you really want them to, say, improve their bed or improve the way they load the dishwasher, just model it. Keep modeling it and let them know, you know, maybe if you make your bed perfectly smooth, you can bring them in and say, look how smooth this is. Doesn't that feel nice? But the more you model it, the more likely they're going to learn a little bit quicker than just going in and redoing their bed or saying, you know, this isn't quite right. Let me show you how to do it right. It's kind of tricky. If they feel like we're correcting them, sometimes they can resist and say, no, thanks. I don't want to do this anymore.
Husbands might be a little bit kind of similar and like different too. Like sometimes just tell us, like, just tell us what we're doing wrong. Yeah. Don't model it for us.
So hard.
It's the opposite.
It's so hard. I am the worst at that because we don't have any previous kids and I don't have a lot of experience, well, before them with other kids. And so, being able to tolerate a mess is so hard.
Yes.
And I have to remind myself, and I'm really bad at it, just let them do it. Let it go.
Yes.
So what chores are the greatest hits, either at your house, Jules, or that you've seen kids really take a shine to and want to do it? It sounds like things with devices like a Swiffer or a vacuum or
they love the Swiffer. Like the one thing that works in our favor is that chores somehow make them feel special because they're accomplishing things and they're responsible for it. They all want to do the same thing. And so there's a huge fight. Like I have to have three of the same Swiffers, the same size and function, because there's one for fans and they will fight over that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a big hit.
Do they have to be the same color?
No.
They can be
colors
different
don't matter yet. Okay. Well, if it came in pink, green, and blue, then yes, that would be an issue. But they're all yellow and yeah.
Got it.
But no, that's a big one. Sweeping's a big one. Feeding the cat is huge.
Yeah, pets is a great way to get kids to help out, right?
Oh, they are so into feeding our cat. They're just – it's crazy.
Can they handle litter box stuff?
No.
No.
But I think that's mainly me.
Right. I know.
Like that's just too gross.
My 5-year-old loves to do the litter box.
Oh, really?
And we just scrub like a medical pre-surgery afterwards. But he loves it. He loves it. Yeah.
And that's the thing is you never know. Just because maybe you think it's gross, maybe the kids will be able to jump right into it.
I think for me, it's more of a, is it not listeria, but the toxoplasmosis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Talk about disease.
Pregnant, it's like, no, I can't let anybody touch that.
Yeah.
But now we're beyond that. And so, I should probably let them try that one. That
one thing off our list, right?
Exactly. So what about cleaning up the house? I mean, is that a chore or just should be a responsibility?
That's definitely a chore.
And then where do you draw the line when we're talking about rewards? And I think we can get into sort of monetary compensation. On one hand, it's a great motivator to say, hey, if you guys – and we've kind of experimented with this. Like we'll put – and I've seen people put literally tape dollar bills on a chore chart and be like, hey, if you take out the trash, this dollar is yours. Or for us, we were saying like you do this, it's a quarter. This, it's a quarter and we'll give you money at the end of the week. Or there's other rewards. But there's probably a line somewhere between these are responsibilities to keep the house going versus you shouldn't just be motivated by money to do it.
Yeah, right? So exactly. It gets tricky. That? Yeah, we really encourage parents just to look at it really as the same thing. Chores and responsibilities are really on the same page. And then if like kids are really money motivated, they can do extra stuff. The extra stuff like washing the car or, you know, if the cat litter thing is not on the, you know, some people are going to think it's really gross. So maybe that's really they make an extra money. But as far as, you know, what we encourage parents to do is just if they like charts, charts are a wonderful way to encourage kids to do things. And if they're young, you can use pictures to do the charts. And then we always say, you know, use stars if you want, use stickers. Mm-hmm. We encourage parents to just celebrate the success at the end of reaching your goal. So if you've made your bed all week and you have 5 stars, you know, let's celebrate by having a dance party on Friday night or maybe going out to dinner or having an ice cream party or taking a walk at nighttime, which we never do. You know, we're always in bed by 7, let's say. And so we kind of celebrate that way because we just want to be really careful about setting up our kids to not always be expecting things when it's just part of the family. So, you know, we don't get paid for taking them to school or for making their lunches. We just do it because that's just part of being the family.
Right.
So by the time they're teenagers, we really want them just to be used to things. So of course, money does motivate many kids in a really fast, really good way. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes there's some downfalls to it. So we just always encourage to go ahead and do it with the success. You reached your goal. If you run a marathon, it's not necessarily the medal that you get at the end. It's just having that feeling of accomplishment. And kids really, really do enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think it is something that obviously we've struggled with, but that's us looking for motivation to get them to get it done. Because I think being part of Team Real isn't quite enough.
Yeah,
I think they're looking for something besides. Like, they're like, oh, I'm already on this team. I don't need to contribute.
I'm for life.
Like,
you're stuck. I'm a lifer on this team.
Yes.
We haven't. So we have a chart in our house. It's magnetic, actually. It was a Melissa and Doug thing. That
oh, yeah,
had.
I've seen those.
Yeah. And so you can, you can write some stuff on there if they don't already have it on their list. But the whole point is you can kind of move them around and stuff. And then you have it, like, the days of the week are there. And you've got these little, like, magnet, like, star magnets. So if they accomplish it, you know, just kind of goes across and, you know, you get all these different stars. And we're not at a point yet where we've been able to successfully get all the stars. But my goal was to, you know, this is something I've been thinking about because I'm like, well, what happens when they actually do get all the stars? Because right now it's not an issue. It's like, oh, we didn't do it this week.
Maybe let's keep trying.
Let's keep trying. But I've never really said – well, when the chart is full, this is going to happen. But yeah, they love that chart. But I may have to switch to more of an app type format because my 2-year-olds like to come in and mess with the chart. And,
oh, yeah.
And now they can climb and get up there. And I'm like, wait, he didn't do that. Oh, the baby's got in here. So
And for the parents who are trying, you know, if you're interested in trying more of the, you know, motivation let's just celebrate the success when we reach our goal. But yet maybe you're still doing, you're paying for chores or you're giving monetary rewards. A nice way to switch it up is what we encourage is Money Management 101. So what that looks like is, you know, you can tell your kids, well, we're not necessarily going to pay you if you clean your room, but we are going to start doing money management in our home. And what that is basically we just start giving our kids a certain amount each week and they put a third towards giving, a third towards spending, and a third towards savings. And they get that no matter what happens every week. It's just part of us teaching them financial responsibility. And they really love looking forward to that. And sometimes it can really encourage them to do their regular responsibilities just because we're not putting a if-then on that money that we give them. We're just giving it to them because that's what we feel is one of the responsibilities as parents is to teach our kids how to financially manage their money. And so then you can kind of find a way to untie it, you know, and you can come back to, well, you know, I'm going to do my responsibilities for the day just because that's my contribution to the family. You're going to do yours because that's your contribution. And then at the end of the week, you're still going to get your money management. And if they want to save up for a toy, you know, they can use the spending money to do that. Or if they want to save up for, say, a big trampoline or a vehicle, they can use their savings for that. And that's a really great way to kind of switch up if you've got money involved and you want to try to get away from it a little bit.
Yeah, I think like and I think that's one of the things that is key that what we're talking about is you can have both the good feeling of internal intangible rewards, but also do physical rewards that aren't tying money exactly to each chore.
Yeah.
And that it's probably a good idea to unravel those things.
Yeah. And you can always have the extras. My daughter is so money motivated. So this it's a challenge for her to be in a house that doesn't pay her for chores, but she makes so much money. She sells rocks, she washes cars, she walks dogs.
She's a little entrepreneur right there.
She sells anything.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
All right. So let's just see if we can come up with some more ideas on ways to make chores fun. Either stuff that you've heard about.
Music is a great way to make chores fun. You know, if you all do it at the same time, you guys can, you know, blare music and have a dance party while you do it. Again, we really, you know, charts are great because for the little ones especially, they can create the chart themselves with pictures from magazines or the internet. You can maybe, you know, go to the dollar store and get some new glue and glitter. I just made a new chart with my daughter 2 days ago because we were really kind of struggling with some chores. And she is so proud of the new chart we made. Again, she's 8, but she's so proud of the new chart. We framed it. It's got pretty paint on it. And she uses words at 8. But for the little ones, if they have pictures and they make it themselves, it can really help motivate them.
Yeah. Every time we make a new chart for something, whether it's bedtime or something, and I'm reminded by how much pride and ownership the kids take. And the chart means everything. Oh, it says it on the chart. Like, we got to do it. It's the chart.
And you know what's nice about the chart, you guys, is you can say one word. Chart. You know, a lot of times as parents, we start talking so much that we tire ourselves out and they just stop listening because they become parent deaf. So with chart, you can just point or say chart and they look at it and they know what to do, whether it's bedtime or morning or just, you know, oh, it's 4 o'clock. The whole family is doing our responsibilities now. One word is beautiful. Chart.
And so really, if it's trying to work with them on just finding some sort of representation for each chore that you're talking about, that's really fun. I really like the music idea, too. Music is sometimes fun, my wife feels like there's too much noise in the house if you start doing music and all the other stuff. and I'm always like,
too much noise with kids? Never.
Yeah, let's crank up the
But that's really good too for, like, I just know with little kids, like cleanup time, you know, you do the little cleanup song and automatically they're cleaning up. And I'm like, hey, music helps.
Yes, it
totally works.
Yeah.
Anything pop in your head, Jules?
No, I'm actually just, my head's spinning because I'm like, this is awesome because I fall in the trap of this is our routine and our day. And we put on music in the weekends, but during the day, during the week, it's not so much. So I'm like, I'm so doing this tomorrow. They go to preschool, we'll have lunch. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to do the music and see what happens. I mean, they get really distractible. But I think to go back to what you said earlier in the show is the consistency thing. We actually quit doing the chart because they had it down and we wanted to get away from having to have an incentive to do something rather than just doing it because it needed to be done or to have a sense of pride in doing it. So now it's just, we'll ask them to do something, but I'm loving the making your own chart because typically I've been making it, but now they're at a point where they're starting to write their letters and I can trust them with scissors and stuff like that. So I'm like, I'm literally just imagining all the arts and crafts stuff I'm going to get at the dollar store tomorrow and we're going to go to town.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, we are rewards based in our family. So one of the things we will do is say, like, all right, like this playroom is a disaster. You guys really need to do better at putting away the toys. Or if there's some sort of, we all need to pitch in together. We'll set a timer and say, all right, we have 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good
and
idea.
So let's go. And then at the end of the 15 minutes, we're going to make popcorn or something
great
like
idea.
That. Or, and so the kids really get into the deadline driven stuff, but also know, and maybe 15, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 10, but also know that I'm not going to be stuck picking up the house all day. Like I'll do it now and then I can go do what I want to do. And they get really into it. And always by the end of it, we're always really happy and as a family, like yay team, and look at everything that was done.
Nice.
Another thing we'll do is just sort of throw out to them, like, all right, before, like, they'll come home or they'll do their homework. All right, before you're going to go play after your homework, just find three things and put them away. And they'll try to be like, well, here are my shoes. Those are two things. Like,
yeah.
but you know what? They're still getting their shoes put away or whatever if they hadn't done it. Well, that's great. Well, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I think learned some things too. And this will be definitely one of those I'll make sure that Christina listens to as well. Sometimes I say things that I'm like, maybe you shouldn't listen to that one. I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. This one will be like, maybe you should listen to it. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Jules, for joining us as well. And thanks to everyone for listening. For more information about this, or if you want to learn more about Wendy, you can visit our website at newmommymedia.com. And Wendy, I think you also have a website as well that we can link to, but you can certainly mention it.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for having me. This was so much fun. And my website is freshstartparentingrcb.com. And if you want to learn more, I've got an upcoming positive parenting class in Carlsbad coming up. And so check it out.
Right. Awesome. We'll have that on the website and then. Oh, yeah, we're going to continue the conversation. Yeah, that's right. I'm like wrapping it up. We're like, it's Parent Savers Club bonus opportunity time. So we'll have a bonus conversation for you get Parent Savers Club members right after this.
Hi, Parent Savers. This is Jody with Urban Sitter, a website that connects you to friend-tested sitters. I'm here to help you figure out the right questions to ask when searching for a babysitter. When am I going to need a sitter? When embarking on the search for a babysitter, it's important to ask yourself, when am I going to use this sitter? Do you need a fast responder that can be available for spur-of-the-moment work functions? Perhaps someone primarily available in the evenings for date nights, or a dependable sitter to cover scheduled daytime events such as doctor's appointments? If you need someone on short notice, then you're going to need to find someone who lives nearby and responds quickly to requests. Also, be sure to confirm the sitter's transportation situation. You'll need to pick them up, or do they have a reliable way to get to your home? Some sitters are only looking for occasional work on the weekends, while others may be up for consistent part-time work. So set expectations up front so neither you nor the sitter is disappointed when a job is declined. The goal is to build yourself a network of sitters with a range of availability so you are never left in a bind. None of us should have to depend on one sitter. Let's face it, most babysitters are young adults who are still learning to be responsible. Look for a sitter who responds quickly to your emails or phone calls, and it's a good indication that they will show up to your babysitting job on time. Okay, Parent Savers, it's time to say hello to your old friend Spontaneity. Visit urbansitter.com to find and book babysitters your friends know and love.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Parent Savers. Don't forget to check out our sister shows, Preggy Pals for Expecting Parents, The Boob Group for Moms Who Breastfeed, Twin Talks for Parents of Multiples, and there's also Newbies, which quite appropriately is our newest show, and it's for those going through it for the first time. This is Parent Savers. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Empowering new parents.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
How would you like to have your own show on the New Mommy Media Network? We're expanding our lineup and looking for great content. If you're a business or organization interested in learning more about our co-branded podcasts, visit our website at newmommymedia.com.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.